you don't need me tonight. Let's just keep carrying on worshiping and then let's hear him more about what God's doing through the message. Just amazing. So I'm going to try and keep this talk really short. I had a talk that was planned for about 25 minutes. I'm going to try and do it in 10 to 15, he says. Because I just think God's an amazing God. I mean, just hearing, you know, that. I'm going to stop fiddling with this. It's not going to work. You know, what God's doing is just wonderful. And I just want to share a bit with you about how you might be involved in God's work tonight. You know, we can look at that wonderful work and we can think, how on earth do these people do all this? This is amazing. How do they do that? I couldn't possibly be involved in anything like that, or I couldn't possibly even do anything remotely like that. But you know, I bet if you talk to the people who are leading this work and the guys who started it, they will tell you that they're not amazing people. It's an amazing God. And we have an amazing God, but also we have an amazing God who gives us amazing gift that equips us for works of service like this. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. So we're looking at a series on the goodness of God, and in action, there is the goodness of God, bringing the power and truth of his kingdom into the lives of young people. There's a good God who has equipped and enabled people to go and do that in an amazing way in the schools and in the prisons and everything else. You know, I just love it. But as a warning, you're all sitting there comfortably. You've all been sitting there for... I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Stand up. Turn around. Shake your legs. Wait, you know, just give yourself a stretch. There you go. Then you can sit again. It's all right. I just thought, we've all been sitting for a long time, so... And the purpose of these talks is not that you walk out of here tonight with some more interesting facts. It's not that you have stuff that you can talk about to your friends or colleagues around the meal table. These talks are intended to be practical help and guides for how we can live our lives effectively for our Father. It's to help us live lives that follow the instructions of the Creator. And so, Lord, as I speak now, I just want to pray that that would be true tonight, that these words will not be theoretical, but these will be words from you that would help us live lives full of kingdom for your purposes. Amen. Okay, I'm going to skip a load of stuff. Have you got the first slide on there, please, Nick? So this is, I was going to talk about all this horrible stuff going on in the nation, and I've got quotes from various people like Dan Walker, the BBC presenter, but Sky put this up on their website on Friday. It's a bit of an eye test. You might not be able to see it, but it was their summary of the state of the nation, and the stories on here are just horrendous. I've lost 24 friends to suicide. I mean, man, oh man, right? Hiding from the bailiffs, real-life stories from the poor, you know? The schools with a bad rep, saving the kids everyone's given up on. Working with sex offenders, homelessness problems. You don't need me. You just turn your TV on every night to hear about the problems we've got in society. And we can get desperate at times if you think and just look at it and think, man, you know, this is just going to pot here. This is just, you know, the world we live in is just going down the plug hole. And it's true, there's a lot of bad news and a lot of bad stuff going on. And again, sorry to harp on about it, but I just love what, you know, the message are doing in terms of bringing hope and into the lives of these young kids. You know, if you talk about it, and what I'm going to talk about tonight, there's people with compassion, with gentleness and kindness, bringing that message to the prisons and the schools. And that's what we're called to as followers of Jesus, as Christians, followers of Christ. We're called to be different in a world that looks like that. We're called to be salt and light, frankly, in a world that we all know has gone bad. How do we do that? How do we do that today? Well, Jesus gave us his blueprint. There's a talk, you will know it, some of you, Sermon on the Mount, one of the most famous teachings ever given on how to live a life. If Jesus did that today, I bet you it would be all over YouTube and Facebook, and pick your favourite social media channel, millions of likes. If it was a TED Talk, it would be one of the best TED Talks and the most viewed TED Talks, I suspect. Because whether you're a Christian or not, when you start to read Jesus' teaching, it rings true. And you can see that there is a better way to live than the way a lot of the time we're living our lives. It's countercultural. If you read it, he says strange things. He says things like, blessed are the poor in spirit. In other words, blessed are those who are humble, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they will be filled. Blessed are those who show mercy, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. See, this world we live in doesn't say that. Here's my paraphrased version of the world's version of the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the impatient, for they'll get things done. Blessed are those who show no mercy, because they will overcome. Blessed are the strong, for they will survive. There's a Gloria Gaynor song in there somewhere. Blessed are the self-promoters, for theirs is promotion and achievement. Blessed are the aggressors, for theirs is the victory. You'll recognise those very much, the messages that the world gives us, whether it's in work, in schools, in homes, whatever. So in that context, how on earth are we to live God's way in a world that basically pushes us to be me first, the strongest survive, etc., etc.? And frankly, it's tough. And I know if God left me to do it on my own, in my own way, in my own strength, I'd fail. You may be sitting there thinking, well, I can give this a go, and I can give it a go and have done. And I can do those things for a while, but in the end, I know I'm going to trip up and fall. But fortunately, in the context of the topic, we have a good Father in heaven who loves to give good gifts to his children. He has given us the means and the strength to be able to achieve those things, to be meek, to be humble, to be peacemakers, etc., in a world that is pushing us the other way. See, in Luke's gospel, Jesus says this: if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? A good Father giving good gifts to his children, giving us the good gift of his Holy Spirit. See, Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit has been given by his Father to help us live the kind of life he talks about in the Sermon on the Mount. So how does the Holy Spirit do that? Well, we're told in the Bible that when we give our lives to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes and lives within us. And then we're also told in Galatians 5, next slide, please, that the fruit of the Spirit living within us are these: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Somebody should write a song along those lines at some stage. Something about a melon, is that right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. See, with the Holy Spirit living within us, that's what starts to come out. In the same way that an apple tree, I shouldn't say this in front of Roger, because an apple tree bears fruit because of its DNA and the nutrients in the tree, in the same way, we who have the Holy Spirit living within us will start to bear the fruit of the DNA and nutrients of the Holy Spirit living within us. Love, joy, peace, etc. See, something happens to us as we allow the Holy Spirit living inside us to work and change our lives. He produces this fruit. See, if we're to be humble, meek, merciful, pure of heart, peacemakers, the kind of people that Jesus talked about, we need to be people who have an abundance of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, the fruits that the Holy Spirit produces. So, when we've got the Holy Spirit within us, and then we allow him to work and change us from inside, things happen. The Holy Spirit produces within us an affection for others. Call it love, if you like. It's not a sort of soppy Disney-type love. It's a love that prefers others before yourself. It's a love that puts other people first. When the Holy Spirit works within you, he gives you an exuberance about life. Joy. An inner joy, not a superficial thing. And the difference is it's a joy that doesn't depend on circumstances. It's not dictated by whether life's going well or life's not going well. It's a joy that comes from within. And I'm going to just show a video. I'm just going to explain what this video is before you show it, Nick. I was thinking about this, and some of you know that I've got a passion for and involved in things in the Bahamas. The place where we go was hit by the hurricane. You'll have all heard on the news. The people there lost pretty much everything they had other than the clothes they were standing up in. 90% of the places where they lived on their islands, completely gone. There's a video here of a lady who's one of the ladies who, I don't know her situation, but she's probably lost most of everything she has. This is her. You got it? Oh, hang on. Pause it and we'll go back. You got it?
Son of, I have a friend so dear to me. His love for me so kind and sweet. His name is Jesus, the Son of God. He is the King and the Lord of Lords. I have a friend so dear to me. His love for me so kind and free. His name is Jesus, the Son of God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Lord, bless that lady. There's a lady who, in the midst of horrendous problems, what's she doing? She's praising her Saviour, not because there's anything around her that would cause her to do that, but because of the Holy Spirit living within her and the joy that bubbles up from within. When the Holy Spirit lives within us, he produces a serenity, a peace, a wholeness, if you like, that again, when our circumstances are crazy, maybe when you feel that you're being stretched in 14 different ways at once in the chaos of life, God brings all those pieces that are being pulled apart back together and gives you a peace that passes all understanding. When the Holy Spirit works within you, he gives you a willingness to stick with things and people. Patience. See, life can squeeze us again, and patience can disappear. People talk about people having short tempers. This is a long temper. This is patience to stick with people and circumstances, not in our own strength, but through the strength of our Father. When the Holy Spirit works within you, he gives you a sense of compassion in your heart. Kindness. Hands up if you'd like to see more kindness in this world. Kindness is meeting the needs of real people in prison, in schools, wherever. A compassion that comes from within. When the Holy Spirit works within you, he gives you a conviction that there is a basic sense of holiness and goodness within each person, because we were made in the image of our Father. The Holy Spirit working within you will give you a genuine goodness that will permeate everything you do, that will counter the badness in this world. With the Holy Spirit at work within you, he helps you to be involved in loyal commitments, faithfulness, to be loyal and committed to people or causes. Again, the characteristic of the world today is commitments seem non-existent. I heard one person say, we seem to change our relationships as fast as we change cars. That'll work for Gav over here, I think. Once the Spirit of God comes into us, there's a greater commitment generated. That's not a word to keep your car, Gav. We're committed to each other because God's committed to us. And then, when the Holy Spirit works within you, you don't need to force your way into life and situations. You don't need to force for that promotion in work. You don't need to force friendships. See, the world says we need to be strong, tough people. The Holy Spirit says you need a gentle strength. Doesn't mean you're a pushover, but it means your starting point is being soft and loving people. And then finally, with the Holy Spirit at work within you, you're able to marshal and direct your energies wisely. Self-control. You remain control. You're slow to anger. You're swift to listen. And you're swift to bless. Those are the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And when we do that, three things happen. I'm going to run out of time. We change the world around us. That's all I'm going to say. Allow the Holy Spirit to work with you, produce those fruits. You change the world around us, the message, right? We do things differently. We've got honesty and integrity. We have a moral compass inside us that keeps us on God's track and helps us live his way. And then finally, as we live lives of generosity and kindness, that leads people to Jesus. You know, a number of you before have done, what is it, the 40 days of random acts of kindness, or, you know, small kindness. Kindness changes lives. Romans 2:4 says the kindness of God leads people to repentance. And in kindness, he takes us firmly by the hand and leads us. Showing kindness to others can lead people to God. So that's me done. You'd be delighted to know. Warning, it's going to get involve you now. Right? This is a practical talk, and I want to make these talks practical. I just pray that although I've rushed through what I wanted to say tonight, that God has just started through his Holy Spirit to speak to you about being a person who has more love in their life, or more joy, more peace, a person who's more patient, a person who exhibits more kindness, is more generous, a person who is more faithful, or a person who doesn't go and lose their temper as quickly, right? If the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you tonight and challenging you and saying, I won't pick a name, that I want you to have a peace in this situation. I want you to bring joy in this situation and circumstance. Then we're going to provide an opportunity now for you to go and be prayed for over that. There are 9 people sitting here who've got a piece of paper that's got one of the fruits on it. I'm going to ask them to stand now and go somewhere in the room. This, I encourage you to get messy, move the chairs, don't be afraid about chairs being in order. They've got their pieces of paper, so Claire's got joy. If you would like to have more joy in your life, or be prayed for that, go and see Claire. Other people around the room, Roger's got patience, right? So they will either pray with you, or you can just go and be prayed for, or they've even got, there's a couple of sheets there which have got prayers you can pray. This is your opportunity. Go and then we'll finish with some worship. And if, by the way, if you're here tonight and this Holy Spirit thing is all somewhat new to you, or you would like to be prayed for a filling of the Holy Spirit, come and see me. I'll stay here and I'd love to pray with you. Okay, go and see these folks. Don't leave them all on their own. And if you're not uncomfortable, please just stay where you are. That's fine too. We'll put on some music as well and you can listen to the music.